to make any changes in your argument. So I think it's good for us, and I've said this before as the chairman, I want to hear the public comments, okay? And we want to keep them fair, open, honest, and not quite as pointed as where we went last time. And I, you know, we just need to be fair and honest, okay? And make sure that, yes, excuse me, and make sure that we limit our time and that we do have a good focus for the overall of the airport. And you and I have talked and understand that your process there. But I think we as the committee understand your situation, but I don't know that we as the committee can do that much for you. Okay? So with that.
The response I have to that is, yes, I have my personal battle, but it happened to be that I'm the first one. And I care about the airport. And this is only the beginning. So if what falls under the airport advisory committee, it's just going to fall in a row because they've already told me that I was first and there will be plenty more. So it's going to affect the entire airport. And that's the point that I'm making as far as the situation that will destroy the airport.
Okay. Big comment accepted, and we appreciate the public comment. Okay. With that, any other public comment? Next item, airport policies, minimum standards.
Okay. Well, we're kind of at a place we've never been before with this document because we have a complete document now. I'm not saying that you've approved it or anything like that, but all the holes have been filled, including the insurance, and now it's just a matter of discussing the changes that you haven't discussed yet, like insurance and some of the other minimum standards in here. What I'd like to do is just start at the beginning and go through the wording that you haven't addressed just very briefly and not stop at each one and then, you know, have Todd take it for the insurance part. But just so you kind of know the things that we still need to get caught up on. So if you go to page 4 in your document, the first one is in the first paragraph. This was a change that David Rutt from Everett's office had recommended last year, and this has actually been in here since probably last June. We just never got around to talking about it. There's a little bit of confusion because we have a document called Rules and Regulations, capital R. However, you know, this whole set of policies is really considered rules and regulations, and his recommendation was to add some words here to kind of expand on that, just to clarify that subject. That yes, the document's called minimum standards, but it's a set of rules and regulations. So when we discuss airport rules and regulations, this is just one of those documents. The next one's on page 5, and we've talked about this all along, that this is going to be a living document. We're going to review it. The county council will review it every so often, and you know, make whatever changes are required. That this finally got around to putting this in writing. I'm recommending 36 months, and the second sentence there says that, you know, if they don't do it in 36 months, doesn't mean the thing expires. It just that was the time limit. Then if you go to page.
Which one is that, Jim?
1.3.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 1.3. On page 5, if you print it, you probably don't have it. It's probably not in red, but it's underlined.
My only comment about that, it's a little vague.
No,
just that what needs to happen within 36 months and actual approval, of, you know, if there's any changes in approval, or just a review and just, okay. Just the fact that it's...
Well, we can come back and talk about that. I'd like to go through, just whip through this stuff, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Jeff to decide how you want to move forward and bring this thing home. But if you go to page 8, I think is the next one, under the aircraft rental operator minimum standards, this, we actually discussed this wording last time. This was the wording that Julie had proposed, and I think you all agreed on. It was just never put into the document until this time. So that's what that is, along with the insurance requirement. And then the next couple on page 9, just added that they have to meet the insurance requirements and the